We're just 19 days from Election Day, and some Arizonans have already mailed in their early ballots. And the results of a new Morrison Institute Arizona Republic poll show November 8th may be a difficult one for Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. The poll was conducted statewide among registered voters between October the 10th and October 15th. Tom Riley, Morrison Institute director, is with me to talk about the results. Tom, your poll shows Hillary Clinton ahead of Donald Trump in Arizona by 5.1%. In the Senate race, John McCain leads Ann Kirkpatrick by 11%. How much of that has to do with a lack of statewide name recognition for Kirkpatrick?
Yeah, she still had a large amount of individuals that did not know her. The interesting aspect of that polling question is that we were able to track his favorability ratings in our August poll when he was supportive of Trump, or at least endorsing him. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the October poll, which occurred after the second debate, also captured the time period that he said he was not supporting him. His favorability and unfavorability remained pretty much the same. If anything, his favorability increased slightly and his unfavorability decreased slightly.
Someone else who has been in office for a very long time is Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. The numbers in this one, especially interesting. You found that Paul Penzone, they're very favorable toward him and much less favorable toward the sheriff.
What was not surprising is the large percent of unfavorable among Latino voters, mm-hmm. which had remained consistent from August to October. What was surprising is the large number of white voters that had an unfavorable rating, and that very well could be driving the numbers in that race.
Trump, McCain, and Arpaio, these are all sort of larger-than-life figures in their own way. And there's been a tradition, maybe less so in Arizona, but a tradition of saying, all right, let me follow what the letter is after the candidate. So either I vote for all R's, I vote for all D's. Interesting to look at these numbers that Trump is in the 30s, McCain is over 50, Arpaio is, so people are really looking at these three individually.
And this is, you know, I mean, I think the big question about this race is that are we seeing a shifting of the electorate in Arizona, or is it just uniqueness about the candidates in this race? But yeah, I mean, you see this, you know, very high level of support for McCain. Those same voters have different opinions about candidates in the same party. So a lot of people are speculating what this means, and we still may not know what it means after the election because this is anything but a traditional campaign on many respects. There's a lot of uniqueness with candidates, and that may be playing in high on people's minds.
And a couple of ballot measures you also looked at, Props 205 and 206. 205 would be related to recreational marijuana, and 206 is the minimum wage.
So 205 was interesting is that there was really no change at all on those favoring the proposition, the marijuana proposition, in August versus October. And in August, when we polled, there really was very little of the campaigns on either side taking place. We've seen that ramp up considerably in October. So the numbers show just barely over 50% of individuals supporting. The undecideds, if anything, are tracking a little towards against. So the against number has risen a few percentage points. But for the most part, people seem to have made up their minds. I'm not sure if the campaigns are having much of an impact. The minimum wage, there has been, again, very little movement. It was about 61% in August. It's 58.4% in the October poll. The numbers against haven't moved. It's about 31% in August, 32% here.
Tom Riley, the man at the head of the Morrison Institute. We've been talking about their latest poll about president, Senate, sheriff, and propositions. And Tom, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.